Unit 7. Music.
Part 1. 3. Sing along.
Directions. Listen to the songs and fill in the missing words. Then sing along.
1. Edelweiss. Moon River.
Wherever
4. Country Roads.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. Country roads, all my memories together round her. Miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky. Misty taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eyes. Country roads, take me home to the place. Mountain Mama,
5, Top of the World. Yesterday Once More.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs. When they played, I'd sing along. It made me smile. Those were such happy times and not so long ago. How I wondered where they'd gone. But they're back again, just like a long lost friend. All the songs I love so well. Every sha-la-la, every woe still shines. Every
yesterday once more.
Part 2. Listening Centered Activities. Listening 1. Exercise 1.
Directions. Bill, Howard and Lisa are talking about background music. Listen to the first part of the conversation and then fill in the blanks. Then listen again to check your answers.
On background music. In this conversation, Bill, Howard and Lisa are talking about background music. Part 1.
What are you working on now?
I've just finished a piece of background music.
Background music? Oh, like the music they're playing here now?
Yes, you hear it everywhere, in restaurants, airports, supermarkets, department stores.
In banks too. I noticed it while we were at the bank today.
Did you? I didn't.
You're not supposed to notice it. It's just there in the background. And it's supposed to influence your attitudes, put you in the right mood.
I'm not sure I like that idea.
Well, it seems to work. Companies pay millions of dollars every year for background music. It's supposed to give you a better feeling about yourself and the people around you. Factories use it a lot. It makes the workers happy and they work better that way. In one factory, music increased production 4.5%.
I should think they'd get tired of hearing music all day.
They don't, though. One fellow in San Francisco told me, if the music stops, somebody always runs to the telephone to complain.
Now that I think about it, I can't remember when there wasn't background music in restaurants and stores.
That shows how young you are. Actually, it all started during World War II, when some factories had their own orchestras to keep workers happy and calm. Now, of course, the music is piped in by a machine. And different kinds of music are played at different times during the day. They play faster music at 10 in the morning than at 8. For instance, because workers tend to be slower then.
Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the second part of the conversation and decide whether the following statements are true or false. Write T for true and F for false. Then listen again to check your answers.
Part 2.
What about restaurants? Do they play the same music for dinner and lunch?
I don't know about that, but I do know that hamburger places play fast music.
When they started playing faster music, they found that a customer spent only 17 minutes eating. The time was 22 minutes before that.
So they have more people coming in and out to buy hamburgers.
Exactly, and that's good for business. You can see why music has become so popular. In Los Angeles, for instance, 30 different companies are selling background music services.
I still think there's something about it that I don't quite like.
I know what you mean, but lots of people wouldn't agree with you. The Xerox Corporation in Rochester, New York, spends more than $80,000 a year for background music. Prisons use it, and farmers use it to keep their cattle calm. It's even supposed to have an effect on plants.
Listening 2. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks. Listen again to check your answers. Music to operate by. More and more doctors are operating to music. They say it eases their minds. One doctor in Chicago says classical music is the only kind that does not interfere while he is operating. But in another Chicago operating room, the British rock group Pink Floyd can be heard. And in Washington, at least one doctor operates to the sound of the Beatles. Researchers from the State University of New York at Buffalo did a study that seems to confirm that music helps reduce tension in doctors. They gave 50 male doctors difficult mathematical kinds of tests. The doctors did the test while listening to music they had chosen. They did a similar test while listening to music that was chosen for them. They were tested a third time with no music at all. Each time, a machine measured their heart rate and blood pressure. The doctors worked most quickly and calmly when listening to the music they had chosen. They did the worst with no music at all. What kind of music did the doctors choose? Mostly classical. But some chose instrumental jazz pieces or Irish folk music. There probably is one piece of music that should never be played during an operation. Brahms' Lullaby. You do not want your doctor to go to sleep while operating, do you?